Shabbat Shalom, brethren. In continue, today is Saturday, the 31st of July, 2021. In continuation, I forgot to add something. In continuation to the audio regarding women and their appearance and also the issue of plaited hair, permed hair. I forgot to say that by the time Janet died, she had a revelation, which was confirmation that she was ready for heaven, because she had done all the restitution she needed to do. One day she stood in front of the mirror, and when she looked at the mirror, instead of seeing herself, she saw Yahushua HaMashiach. Isn't that amazing, brethren? Wouldn't you want to see that? You know, the Bible says that when we see him, we will be like him. We are meant to be like him. Hallelujah. What Yahushua desires is to see himself inside of us by the time we make heaven. And that is what perfection means. So because Janet got rid of all the baggage that the Lord did not want in her life, she started to look like Yahushua HaMashiach, who is also known as Jesus Christ. And the prophetic message that came with Edward is, the Lord said he's going to take as many of his children in the year 2020 as possible. Because remember, Edward died in December 2019. And the Lord said, how many of you will be ready for him? How many of us will be ready? How many of us will be looking like Yahushua? So brethren, the issue of our appearance is of great importance to the Maker. He is the one who created us. He knows what is best for us. And what he desires is to see us working out our salvation with fear and trembling on a daily basis, with a deep desire to look like him, to do things like him, to run after him, to pant after him, and just drop the things of this world. This world is passing away, and this fallen world is not for us to enjoy. We are here on a mission, we that have accepted Yahushua HaMashiach as our Lord and Savior. We are here on a mission. It is only the next world we are meant to enjoy. The people who don't belong to Yahushua and their names are not found in the book of life are the ones who are meant to enjoy this fallen world, because there's nothing to enjoy in hellfire. This is very clear in the Bible, and especially in the lost books of the Bible. This world, fallen world, is for us to minister to the glory of Yah, to stand out and attract people to the kingdom of Yah, to the light of Yah. Hallelujah. So brethren, let us not allow Yah to make us sick before we can before we can change our lives, before we can become holy, work towards holiness the way he desires. Let us work on ourselves now while we still can. Let us take this time to do away with all this baggage that we don't need. Let us live simple lives like men. You know, men, all they ever do is cut their hair, keep their hair simple, keep their beard simple, dress normal with normal pants, normal trousers, normal shirt. They are living the way God wants them to. They don't make their lives complicated. I know that some of them put demands on us women to look a certain way so that they can go around showing us off. But they are putting us in danger of missing heaven as a result. They don't have to stress themselves with anything. In the same way, we are not supposed to stress ourselves with anything. We are meant to do away with all those baggages that belong to the devil. So let us keep our lives simple as women. We don't need makeup. We don't need jewelry. We don't need high heels. We don't need trousers. We don't need leggings. We don't need G-strings or sexy pants. We don't need to be sexy. We don't need makeup. We don't need hair extensions or permed hair. Let us keep our lives simple. Let us come out of Babylon. Babylon means many things. Many of those things we haven't even thought of them. Let us keep our lives simple. One of the symbols of Babylon is plaited hair, hair extensions, makeup, jewelry, adorning ourselves with all kinds of things we don't need. Brethren, let us do away with Babylon so that we can be holy before our Maker and look more like our Maker. Those things we desire, like jewelry, the best of them are in heaven. Let us wait till we make heaven, and if it is the will of the Maker to give them to us, He will give them to us. At least His own are pure. They don't have anything in them that is not good. So I'll stop here for now, but I just thought I should add that we are meant to look like Him every day. We are meant to desire to look more like Yah every single day. He wants to see more of Himself in us. So let us keep our lives simple and let us not succumb to the pressure of this world of running after one trend or the other. And we don't have to be submissive to our husbands if they are leading us in the wrong direction. Let us be submissive to the will of Yah. Hallelujah. All right, brethren, I'll stop here for now. Shalom.